Vine Street will soon look very different as construction continues at several businesses along that main thoroughfare. Grow Haze Executive Director Doug Williams talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. I'm always excited to talk to you, and this week we've got something particularly cool that we're going to talk about, and that's some of these ongoing business developments here in Haze. I know this is one of always my favorite things to talk about, because there is a lot going on right now, right?
A lot of movement going on, for sure. You know, people relocating and expanding and, you know, some exciting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you drive around town, you see it everywhere. I think one of the, I don't think we've talked about this one yet, but Nextech Wireless is about to make a pretty big move, right?
Yes, it's my understanding that they have purchased the old Aaron's rent-to-own location on East 43rd, and they'll be moving from the Tebow Village to that location. I'm not 100% sure that they're going to completely abandon their location in Tebow Village, but I know they purchased the building that Aaron's used to be in. It's a lot bigger and gives them some additional opportunity to consolidate some things, and so that's what my understanding is. So that building that's been empty for a while will have a new occupant, so that's good news.
Yeah, and really, Nextech Wireless, I mean, that's homegrown. That's based right here in Haze, and they've just seen some incredible growth over the last, what have they been around, 15 years?
I think that sounds about right. You know, time goes by faster than you think, but somewhere in that 12 to 15-year time frame, I believe, and they've done well and continue to have a lot of local customers, and thus far seem to have avoided the trend to sell out or, be acquired by a national brand, whether it be Verizon or AT&T or some subsidiary of those operations. So good company, and we're very fortunate to have them here. And so that's a nice move for them.
Yeah. Now, some of the other bigger moves we've seen on Vine Street, Harley-Davidson dealership, they basically ended that partnership as a dealership, and they've moved around quite a bit. You want to tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
For sure. The Harley-Davidson has a little bit different philosophy now in terms of their market strategy for rural areas. There would appear that they're consolidating their sales and service organizations into larger communities, and so they did eliminate the dealership here in Haze, and a couple of people purchased that operation from the Durflers, continuing on with the used and sales and service of used motorcycles and things with Good Times Motorcycle Sales and Service, and they are currently located in the old Durfler Hardy Davidson building, but they will be relocating, ironically, to the former Harley-Davidson location at 1007 Vine that most recently has been occupied by American Shooters. And, of course, if anybody's been going up and down Vine, they see that American Shooters has relocated to the 2503 Vine location where China Garden used to be. So, and a great improvement to that building. It's much improved. Looks really nice. I stepped in there the other day. Very nice inside. And they've just done a terrific job on that. So,
yeah, it was basically gutted, wasn't it? I mean, down to the walls.
Yeah, I kind of was surprised they left anything because they took it down to basically the cinder block and then put it back together. But did a really nice job, and it's a nice, highly visible spot. And so that's a nice improvement for that little section on Vine Street there.
Yeah, and you know, I always love when they are able to take those older buildings and do something with them. And whether it be, because that is, it's not a real beautiful building, or it wasn't before. It was just kind of a concrete, real cheapo kind of build. I think it's been there since the 60s or maybe the 50s, but I think about too, like the building that they moved into downtown with the sushi restaurant. I'm drawing a blank on the name of the place, but they did kind of the same thing. And I love to see that they can rehab those buildings.
Absolutely. Sakatumi Sushi Rolls moved from Vine Street down to downtown on Fort, down by the post office, and they did a really nice job remodeling that building. You know, that originally they were down on Main Street at, 6th or 7th and Main where they started. This gets them back downtown, and that's good to see. And then there's a couple of other things going on downtown. You know, the former Semolinos building was purchased and is going to be a barbecue restaurant. And then the Northwestern Office Suppliers building, portion of it, has in the soda shop, have been purchased. And Phil Kuhn will be putting in a barbecue restaurant along with a downtown market in that location at 8th and Main. So that's exciting stuff downtown. He's got a, and I'm going to mess up how I pronounce this, but a hydroponic grow facility where you can grow vegetables and that type of thing in the basement there, and selling them in a downtown market. So that's going to be a really cool addition to downtown and a nice addition to Hayes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I hadn't heard about that one.
Going to be, I think he's opening the restaurant very quickly here. I think in the next few days. I talked to him the other day, and he was just waiting on getting the front door, which is kind of important if you're going to open a business. But so you'll be able to access the business right off of Main Street, whereas before you would go into Northwestern Office Suppliers and go over and get to the soda shop. But now it'll be a barbecue theme, and at some point in time here in the not too distant future, he'll be opening up this market in the side where Northwestern Office Suppliers was. And I believe Northwestern Office Suppliers is going to maintain a little bit in the back part of the building where they'll continue to do a print operation, if I understand it correctly.
Yeah. And, you know, that's been a long-term business here in Hayes. I think they've been around, 40 years? I don't know how much you want to get into this, but it seems like to me a lot of those supply kind of office businesses just aren't as busy anymore because of the internet.
Well, that certainly has changed people's buying habits to some extent, but people still appreciate the local service and the ability to go and kick the tires, so to speak, and look at products and be able to pick up items, whether it be, you know, in Hayes, we've traditionally had for a long, long time, Northwestern Office Suppliers and Tri-Central have been the kind of the cornerstones of the office supply business. And they still have a lot of customers who need their sales and service, you know, for copiers and for, you know, office supplies, whatever they might be. But clearly that business has changed like many, many others. Have changed due to the access of products via places like Amazon and that kind of thing.
Sure. Shifting back to businesses in Hayes, this is the one I think we've talked a little bit about before, but curious if there's any action down there. The former Fort Hayes Inn, that property has been sold. They've got a big close sign there now. What's the latest going on there?
Well, I, you know, obviously the property was sold, and it will ultimately be a Tommy's Car Wash, which is a membership-type car wash operation. The property has to be demoed, obviously, and then some excavation work and that kind of thing done. I think they're continuing to clean out anything of value in the rooms and get those all cleaned out. And but I think demolition will start pretty quick. I don't think they're too far away from starting to knock that down. And they'll be knocking down, my understanding is they'll be knocking down everything with the exception of the restaurant there. That will remain. The Osaki, I believe it's called, restaurant will stay there for the time being. But the rest of it will be knocked down, and ultimately will sometime probably next summer, we'll have a Tommy's Car Wash on it. So some progress there. And that's a, you know, that's kind of the evolution of locations and properties. I know that hotel had kind of seen its better days, kind of like what the Ambassador was. And there comes a point in time where there's a better use for that property than what the hotel was. And I believe in the long run, you eliminate some hotel rooms there. It makes room for some newer ones up on the north side of town. The Hilton Inn Convention Center and hotel opened just last week. And I can tell you, it's terrific. Inside is just very, very nice.
Yeah, I had the opportunity just yesterday to get in there myself and for a story for Hayes Post, and oh my gosh, so beautiful.
It's terrific. I mean, it is really nice, and the convention space is very nice and going to be a tremendous asset for our community to be able to attract some events and some people into town. So I was really impressed with it.
When I was down there, they were just wrapping up their first convention, which I think started the day they opened. It was the Regional Sheep Symposium, I think, something like that, which I thought was a weird one for your first kind of convention, but I mean, they are very stoked, and they have a ton of interest already.
I've heard that. And, you know, a full-service restaurant that's open to the public all the time. I saw that I got an email of some sort that showed they had a Thanksgiving menu, that they're going to be serving Thanksgiving meals out there. And so I'm excited about that. I think it's going to be a great addition to the community. We need the hotel rooms. You know, a lot of people don't know that when the ambassador was knocked down, that was like 190 hotel rooms. And we never have, even with the addition of some of the hotels we have, we never have gotten back to where we were when the ambassador was open in terms of capability. And now you eliminate the Port Hays Inn, another 90-some rooms. And so we're still playing catch-up. And so I think it offers some opportunity for some additional hotel development in the community as well. So, and that kind of ends the hotel south of Vine Street era, and we move on to other things.
Yeah. Progress, right?
That's right. That's right.
You know, and speaking of progress, you know, this, I think maybe a good segue into this. You know, how hard is it in a town of our size to actually bring in new businesses like the Hilton Convention Center, or even, you know, a small local-owned shop like American Shooters that's rebuilding that facility?
Well, you know, and there's pre-pandemic and current pandemic, you know, retail right now, which I'll call these things restaurants or retail organizations, right now, it's they're just holding on for dear life in most questions. Now, there are exceptions that have experienced considerable gains due to this, because buying habits have shifted somewhat, and we read about that by Amazon sales. You know, they're way, way up. But the bottom line is, you know, Hayes is going to fit for some things. It's not going to fit for some things. I have people ask me all the time, well, what about a Target? Well, you know, I think we have an opportunity for a Target, or would have pre-pandemic, if we had 10,000 more people in the county. But we don't. And, you know, these organizations, they're very sophisticated. They know what works for them. They know what the demographics need to be. And, you know, I feel like so many times people think, well, it's just because they don't know about us. I assure you that's not the question. They know about us. They know what our pull factor is. They know what our population is. They know what the median family income is. They don't come in and invest tens of millions of dollars in an operation without knowing what the market is going to be and having a very good idea of what they're going to be able to sell when they open. So, you know, we had a major retailer that was on the cusp of making a decision and locating up in the Home Depot area, and then the pandemic hit, and there's some question whether or not some of these people will even be around in the future. So the landscape has changed. We still want to recruit new people in, and we want to help the local ones grow, and that's what the American Shooters or the Sacatumis or those kind of things. You know, those are homegrown businesses. Joe Bob Outfitters, you know, all those are homegrown businesses that we want to try and help and promote, because we believe that we've got a better shot at working with those kind of people and helping them grow than we probably do in recruiting some of the big ones that we would sort of like to have, but are just very difficult to get to come here.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, is that a function of capital investment, or is that more of just regionality that, you know, like, say, for example, I'm trying to think of a restaurant chain that's not local. the garage down in Oklahoma. You know, for them to open up a restaurant in Hayes would require quite a bit of logistical support to be able to do that. Or is that the reason why we don't see some of those expansions here? Or is it more, again, just the capital outlay and the ability to generate revenue to open up something?
Well, I think it can be both. As an example, you know, we've talked to Aldi's before as a grocer. Well, we're way out kind of on the edge of their supply chain, so it doesn't make economic sense for them to come out here and supply an operation at this point in time. We're a restaurant, you know, it might be supply chain issues, but it also might just be our demographics don't necessarily support what they consider, you know, there need to be enough people and they can do enough business. So I think it's a little bit of both. And then you throw in another element right now, which is employees, and they can't find them.
Yeah.
You know, they just aren't available. You see help wanted signs all over the place. You see businesses having to close certain hours because they just can't find sufficient employees. And so that presents a challenge as well. So expansion right now is a pretty tough game. We're fighting as hard as we can fight just to keep what we have, try and help those we have, possibly do some expansion, maybe do a little, you know, the change of use of a property like the Tommy's Car Wash on a hotel site. Those are the kind of things that I think offer some opportunity. But pure recruitment is a difficult task right at the moment. Now, that ain't going to be that way forever, but right at the moment, it is a challenge.
Yeah, as so much is right now with COVID. What can we do other than just keep plugging away at it and eventually having the knowledge that it's going to get better and shooting for those better days?
Absolutely. I think what you have to do is try and position yourself to be ready to go when things kind of get back to normal, whatever that new normal is, and you know, take advantage of this time to make sure your business is in, your house is in order.
There you go. Well, Doug, we're already over time, but I want to give you an opportunity real quick to go over the events. I know you've got some stuff coming up. If you want to just kind of hit those real quick.
Sure. You know, Fort Hays is having their annual Kansas startup event this weekend. It's November 7th from 8 to 4 p.m. And you can go to their website and get some information on that. We'll be hosting the Ellis County Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge on December 4th. And we're going to have our Grow Hays quarterly luncheon on Tuesday, December the 8th, which will be a year-end wrap-up and kind of a 2021 forecast for what we see going on. So would invite anybody that has an interest in attending any of those events, call our office, and we can get you more details.